VW Mobile.
W4CTW, W4DJW. Hey, Tyler. I'm doing good. Staying in, staying dry. It sounds like you're out and about.
Office, headed out to get some lunch. Been eating lunch at the office all week this week, so figure I might as well get out for a little bit. It's a bad day to do it, though. It's pretty rainy.
Hey, I was looking at your QRZ page, looking at the antenna that's under the picture of the dash, the one that looks like a spider web upside down. What do they call that? I've seen those before, but I can't remember the name of it.
On the page, that's my 20-meter Moxon.
It's the next, the last one is a picture of the solar terrestrial data, and then there's a beam, and then there's that one. So it's third from the last.
I think that's the one that's the outdoor picture up on the mountaintop. That's the Yagi I built, and then there's one, the one above that, the off-center fed dipole feed point.
Okay, it's not a dipole, and it's not a Yagi, so it must be the Moxon. It's the one that looks like an inverted umbrella, but it's got four legs instead of six or eight.
Yeah, that's correct.
I've looked at those. I looked at buying one of them one time. How do you like it? Was it a good buy?
Actually, really good. The base plate's the only thing I really bought. That was like 40 or 50 bucks, I think, and then the rest of it, I probably built for another $60. It's just four fishing poles, a little bit of EMC conduit, and some wire, and a small junction box for the feed point.
And what bands does that work on?
20, but with a decent tuner, I've used it on some of the lower bands, 17 and 10. It works okay on those as well. And I mean, for how little I have in it, I wanted something with a little bit more gain over the dipole, a little directionality to it, and I got limited space, and that really fit the bill. I think the whole thing only weighs like 6 pounds too, so just on a very small mass, works out good.
Does the radiation power, does the major lobe come off of the long side, or is it off of the skinny? It's a directional antenna, right? It's not omnidirectional.
Pretty much, it's a two-element beam with the legs on the ends of the elements folded back toward each other to make a rectangle. So the side there where you see the little box in the middle is the feed point, so that's the directional, that's the end it comes off of, and the other side's the reflector.
Okay. And you found it does pretty good? You can get Europe or California, or can you go as far as Japan with that?
On the dipole, I have a really hard time getting past Texas, but with that, I get a lot of stations like Canada, that side. I've gotten Oregon, Washington, California, Arizona, Utah. I've never so far gotten Japan, that direction, anything over there. I have done, back the other way toward Europe, I've gotten some Russian stations, one or two, and some plenty of stuff in Europe. It made that a lot better. Before that antenna, I had maybe one or two contacts in Europe from some, like, big gun stations, and I've even picked up a couple of mobile stations since I've gotten the Moxon, one in Ireland and another in the UK. I think it was just outside of London.
So it sounds like it does pretty good. Is it on a rotor?
Strong rotor. So it's just it's the pole itself, the mast itself has a bracket that attaches it to the house that's free spinning, so I can go out there and turn it by hand.
Okay. I saw a window right next to it. I thought that might be a ham shack on the other side. You just reach the strong arm out the window and rotated it.
Outside of the house, there's that's the hall bathroom, so you can go in there and reach out to the window and rotate it, and I'll do that when it's raining, but I usually just pop out the door and go turn it. I've got my cardinal directions marked on the corner of the house there, so I can turn it.
Well, that's pretty cool. I've looked at that antenna, but I didn't remember what kind it was. Anyway, appreciate the info. I won't keep you anymore. Take care. Be safe out there in the slick rain. W4CTW, W4DJW.
Thanks for coming back to me, and I hope to talk to you again sometime shortly. I'm actually almost to Firehouse Subs and grab a sandwich, so I'll say 7-3, and I'll be clear W4CTW.
4D